We planted some turnips and some lettuce in the
garden.
The holiday in late November when we eat turkey and dressing.
Thanksgiving.
A highway is made out of a light-colored highway.
Concrete.
The state north of Georgia where Nashville and Chattanooga are.
Tennessee.
If a person is in trouble, you would try to
help them.
If something isn't wide, then it's
narrow.
You might say to somebody, I'd like to help you, but I just
can't.
Another name for an automobile is a
car.
My mother might say to me, this man is your uncle, and his wife is
aunt. Wait a minute, this man is your uncle, his wife is your aunt.
Fine. I'm going to get the pronoun as well as the
yeah.
Before birds lay their eggs, they build
their nests.
Children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
desks.
Before a boy fights, he might clench both his
fists.
A small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime but stings and draws blood is called a
mosquito.
You might look up in the sky and say, what a lovely day. There's not a single
cloud.
Right now we're sitting inside your
house. Room.
That's the house.
House.
If a small troublesome animal was getting your chickens at night, but you didn't know exactly what kind of animal it was, what general word could you use to refer to it? You might say, I'm going to get my shotgun and go get that.
You mean the general word, that particular animal?
Mm-mm. I mean, if you didn't know what it was.
Let's see. If I didn't know what it was, and what could I would know what to call it. Go get that.
Well, would you ever use the word vomit?
Yeah, vomit. Yes, I ain't thought of that, but I would say, go get that vomit. That would be the only thing I could say because I wouldn't know.
Uh-huh.
That vomit, that is an animal. I guess that would be the most effective word.
Well, now, what kind of animal might it be?
Well, it could be, that's being out of stump there because it could be a possum, a rat, and then something called a weasel. Mink, all those are, destructive to chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And not knowing which one, I just have to call it a vomit because
okay.
I wouldn't know which one.
Have you ever heard a person called a vomit?
I think I don't know if I have heard it, but I think I have read somewhere in stores where people call that out of, passion, I mean,
Yeah. What do you call a little fish-like thing that lives in the ocean, grows to be about that long, and when you cook it, it turns pink and curls up like that, and you have to shell it?
That would be a shrimp.
Uh-huh.
Shrimp.
If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water, because hot water will make wool
shrink.
Okay. What am I doing with my finger now?
Pointing.
A round fruit about the size of a baseball that grows in Florida is an
orange.
If a person doesn't want his car to get rained on, he might park it in a
garage.
To find out how tall someone is, you might get a yardstick and
measure them.
TV is another way to say
television.
If you want to sue somebody, you have to hire a
lawyer.
The person who presides over the court is a
judge.
Bread is made from there's a lot of things. The basic ingredient for bread.
Well, we said flour.
Fine. Fences nowadays are often made of barbed
wire.